Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, Bill Goldberg shoots hard on Asuka.
Yeah, we've got the real reason Jon Moxley has been missing from AEW TV.
A former WWE champion is making their wrestling return under a new name.
And Maurice is tumour-free.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hanfler.
And this is the news. Yeah, so let's start with Bill Goldberg shooting on Asuka, or as he calls her, Asuka, because he's an idiot.
The hell was this?
So... he's not best pleased with WWE nowadays, is he?
Yeah.
He called Vince McMahon a piece of which he is, but because Vince didn't give him a retirement match rather than all the awful stuff that Vince
never
has
been
done.
On amazing terms with Triple H.
No, it's fair to say that, and I'll get into that in due course. But he popped up on Tim Green's Nothing Left Unsaid show.
true word spoken there.
Talking about his undefeated streak and the fact that WWE booked Asuka to top it many, many moons ago. What, 2017?
Yeah.
Which, oh God, is so long ago. I really don't like the fact that I've got to read this out loud, but I'm going to. Bill Goldberg said, "Well, a girl beat my winning streak, beat my undefeated streak. Yeah, I can't even remember. Asuka is her name." No, it's not Bill, it's Asuka. "Some Japanese girl, come on. And they touted her as being the one to have the longest winning streak, and it just so happened that culminated when I got there. And then it just so happened that every single wrestler uses the spear in their moves, right?"
Ah, yes, Bill.
"Pretty ironic that happened when I got there, right? So that's how they do it." He continued talking, as you alluded to, about Triple H, saying that, yeah, he thought Triple H never really liked him. "The fact that I didn't get along with Paul Levesque," which is Vince McMahon's son-in-law, I think I had everything to do with it, "when I got there. I think a lot of that on-screen bad blood between Hunter and myself was real. I wanted to rip his face off." I mean, that's not exactly news.
No.
But being pissed about a phenomenal female pro wrestler who you can't be asked to even pronounce the name of, and the way you describe her amazing achievement was a bit derogatory, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
For a, let's be honest, made-up streak. This is ridiculous news to wake up to today, Hamlet.
He's not covered himself in glory,
no.
Is he? He's covered himself in let's be honest.
Sorry, Ben Roy.
It's just, I can't... You get up, you go to work, in this case, go and do an interview, you talk about your legendary career, talk about some of your favourite moments, maybe put over some of your favourite colleagues, get the hell out of there and go back to having your nice day with your piles and piles of money and free time. You don't go into said studio, shoot on a beloved industry veteran at this point.
I don't know, I've never seen anyone say, "Not Asuka's not really for me," you know.
About a worked streak.
Yeah.
That, by the way, if we're digging a little bit like under the engine.
Yes, yeah.
Is far superior in the work setting than yours was.
Yeah.
Like your one, that by the way, made a ton of money, made a ton of stars, made a ton of people super over, not least you yourself, Bill Goldberg. Like, everybody pretty happy. Maybe you didn't love the ending, maybe you didn't love the old jackknife, what do you think?
And they did sort of go, it's gone up six people actually last time he checked.
I think it's one of them things as well, that wrestler mindset where like, and I understand how this happens, where like sort of paranoia and like a doubt of your self-worth, because promoters abuse and manipulate and all that kind of thing, probably genuinely made him think, no coincidence that that's happening now that Big Bill's back. It was, mate. It was a massive coincidence like that. You don't build a streak like that. Funny enough, as you point out, you don't build a streak like that by making up the numbers. Asuka had to start that in 2015 when she arrived and keep it going.
And they didn't just go, just give it that one, probably.
Yeah.
Ask her, like, no one was questioning it when she was just kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah, a really weird one. I have a feeling Goldberg, like, isn't the most popular guy, certainly not with my hero, but there have been times where he's come across as more affable, as his more intense personality might be.
I loved it when he made his comeback.
For balance, I will say, I feel like he will probably move to address this in the days ahead. I think he might just be like, I kind of came across like a bit of a garbage person there, and I'm sorry about that. No disrespect intended to ask her, all that kind of thing. Initially, there's been an immediate, like sort of racing to ask her defence. Not like she needs it, but like people have immediately gone, well, hold on there, Bill. Kind of like what we're doing now.
So how do you know that she's got this undefeated streak and still don't know how to say her name?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of that stuff in there is just disrespectful, ultimately. The rest of it, I think, I would like to think, maybe not an apology, doesn't seem like that kind of grr, but a bit of contrition.
Yeah.
Might be very welcome, I don't know.
And you don't earn the spear, so...
yeah, let's be aware with that. Anyway, want to prove us wrong? Why don't you come and spear one of us at the What Culture Live special? We've just added Goldberg to the potential guest list. Card subject to change. CM Punk has each got a card and Mercedes money. And all the rest will not be in attendance.
Yeah.
But all of
will
these
be,
guys
and Miller
will
be.
Simon Miller will be there. The one holding Phil Chambers the dog. We are the meat in your WrestleMania sandwich. Or if you prefer a vegan alternative, check out the Underground Arts beer and food menu, because it's all good to go. It'll be taking place night one of WrestleMania, 12 o'clock.
Night two,
12 o'clock. But we'll have time to get across to WrestleMania night two, so don't worry about that. We'll be travelling over there as well. Nobody wants to miss that. There's going to be all the usual stuff that you expect from all of us loons, as well as Simon Miller entertaining the people, giving them what they want.
Yeah, and if you want to come along and meet us and get photos with us, not obviously the VIP, which gives priority to people, has sold out. We'll be knocking about with Now Better To Do, so don't worry about it. Get yourself a ticket, whatculture.com/tickets.
Speaking of knocking about with Now Better To Do, that is the case with John Moxley right now.
Yeah!
A bit of an update on where he's been in the last few weeks. IMO welcome break for the BCC and Moxley in particular from the very heavy schedule they were running on AEW television, and Fightful Select have come through with all the details. It's very much nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. It is simply that they are having some time off. It's why they were not included in the brackets for the tag tournament when they would have been heavy favourites.
That was really dumb. a bad booking decision by a man who wasn't Booker of the Year last year.
Well,
so.
Indeed.
Why did they beat FTR if FTR were going in the tag tour? That's really dumb.
He's just asking questions.
I'm just asking questions.
And so are we. And Five Selective Answer.
Yeah, what's going on with Mox?
So he's got some bookings in Mexico and Japan starting from next week. So all of this was very much just to get him rested up and recuperated. The words from Fightful were, we did learn that time off was planned ahead of time, and the duo, that being Moxley and Claudio, were not going to be available during the tournament. Mox's match in Mexico was planned well over a month ago, and by then he wouldn't have been able to participate in this tournament anyway. So all of these things were known. It does make that FTR result weird, but then BCC kind of always have to win. So I guess that is what it is. Everything's fine with John Moxley.
Good.
Look, like, wrestlers should get rest and recuperation time when rosters are this massive. I think it never helps to be off television in the 2024 churn era. It's good for the bodies, it's good for the minds, it's good for the fans, I think.
How can I miss you if you won't go away?
Indeed, and these Mexico and Japan dates are sure to be great, because Moxley in those environments tends to always slap hard anyway.
Yeah, you can just tell he's having the last few years, having the time of his life doing what he's doing. And I look forward to seeing him back on AEW TV, but not too soon.
Yeah.
Like you say, I welcome the break from wrestlers every now and again. He's just good to hear that it's you know,
no injuries.
Yeah,
no personal stuff, all good.
Right, let's talk about champions. Not Chesterfield, that's not happened yet. That happens tomorrow against Boreham Wood. Come on, the Spyrites! Oh, you blue boys! God. Annalise's going out tomorrow. It's just me and Eric. He's going to have an experience with his dad watching the Spyrites win the National League title, fingers crossed. Good luck to Boreham Wood as well.
Celebrated a late winner against Newcastle when Charlie, my oldest, was merely a 1-year-old, and I scared him awake and made him cry.
Yeah.
But I was too excited, so we figured it out.
Champions elect, ole, ole, ole. Anyway, a former champion, former Divas champion, that is, is back wrestling again, which is fantastic news. The former Alicia Fox, if your name isn't Noam Dar, is returned to a wrestling ring. It was revealed on Gabby AF podcast, which is one of the best podcasts out there that's, you know, not ours. She's getting back in the ring to face off with Mickie James as part of the Her Show in Australia in conjunction with Starcast and Oceania Pro Wrestling, you blaming galah. She's working under the name Vix Crow.
I love that name.
Which is great, and obviously is a play on her real name, Victoria Crawford.
Indeed.
That makes a lot of sense. The event takes place on the 12th of April as part of the wider StarCast Down Under shows between the 11th to the 14th of April. This will be her first match since the 2022 Royal Rumble. Previous to that, she worked the 2021 Royal Rumble. Last time she was in singles action was way back in April 2019. She lost to Becky Lynch on an episode of WWE Raw. Mm-hmm. But good news is that on the poster, she's wearing a snazzy hat.
Oh,
I love that gimmick.
Yeah, it's nice, this. Something like 15 years since Alicia Fox and Mickie James last wrestled as
really?
Well.
So
like,
wow.
I know, time flies, isn't it? So, like, that'll be, you know, they obviously shared lots of years in the doldrums of the Divas division where they were trying to wrestle their way out of all that terrible booking back then. So it's nice that these things come around. It's like we say now with the Royal Rumbles, there's an era of wrestlers that, through very little fault of their own, were kind of forced into a sort of an era for women's wrestling that WWE itself then marginalised and tried, yeah. Then they didn't book. We're booking women's wrestling now. Stephanie might mind about it in 2015, so never came before. So it's nice that, like, not so much that that era is being reappraised, it doesn't stand up, but the women themselves are getting the opportunity to kind of make their own reputations anew in this, like, more progressive era.
Yeah.
It's like it's decades behind the eight ball, but at least we are finally here now. Nice for Alicia Fox.
Really happy
this
for
kind of
certified WWE legend, of course.
Yes.
And I always remember that bit backstage whenever I think of Alicia Fox, where she's like shouting and going a bit bonkers with Nia Jax, and then she accidentally hits her.
Yeah.
She said, oh, sorry about that.
All right.
She's great. I like Alicia Fox. I don't know if she's there, but I'll try and catch up with her over at WrestleMania weekend and ask her more about this. But yeah, great to see her stepping back in the wrestling.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of women from that era, unfairly marginalised, with a few little hidden gems in their locker. Je bite, pourquoi? Je bite, je m'appelle. Oui, backlash.
Où est la piscine?
Maurice.
Je voudrais un citron bonbon.
With apologies to all our French viewers and listeners, and Maurice herself, but she doesn't need any of our nonsense today, because she's got the great news that we're very happy to share, that she is tumour-free.
Oh,
there
fantastic.
Is a full medical update that you can read on Maurice's extremely detailed Instagram post, which I won't read out now because it is ultimately just the sort of update on her surgery and all the things she's gone through over the last few months. Obviously, we reported a little while back that, you know, the Miz was looking to be as close to her side as often as possible, and she was taking a bit of a break from there, you know, like public life together,
yes.
As she dealt with it. It's Bold and Brave and all that sort of stuff. But yes, pathology had confirmed that the disease had not spread. The tumour that she was tumour-free, and the diagnosis did confirm that she had primary perinatal serious borderline tumours that have now all been removed. She then sort of gives a lot of information about how many millions of Americans sort of this impacts and stuff, and it's nice for awareness to be raised to get checked and all that sort of thing. She's going to rest following her surgery and then be following up with specialists in Houston. She thanks the team and everyone like that, and obviously is overwhelmed by the support that we are just extremely happy to share.
Yeah.
It's Friday, it's nice to have some nice news, and all the very best to Maurice and the Miz and all their family as they celebrate what an enormous relief this must be. This kind of thing affects one in two of us, and if it doesn't affect you, it's probably affected somebody you know. So it's all good, this.
Yeah, it really makes you take a second and appreciate what you've got when you hear stories like this, or you're affected by stuff like this. And it's just really, really nice news, this. Yeah. And it sort of puts into perspective, you know, us talking about silly wrestling storylines and whatever. What really is the most important? Just must be a huge relief for Maryse, Miz, the whole family.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her. And yeah, rest up, recuperate, and hopefully we'll see you back on our screens soon enough. But just
Absolutely, really
nice news to hear on a Friday. Sticking with the good vibes, we're going to move on to the Twitter questions. Got a great final one for you today. Okay. Thanks to everyone who sent them to us at WhatCultureWWE on X, of course. First question today comes from Jonathan Peter. It's a hypothetical question for you, Hamlet. Which version would you choose if you could? Punk not getting injured at the Rumble, but Rock not getting involved, or the current version, and whether it's more interesting now than before Rock came in and turned heel?
I think I'm going to take the timeline we're living in. CM Punk is going to return on Monday Night Raw in Chicago, friggin' Illinois, on Monday, and it doesn't matter that he's not locking up, it doesn't matter that he's not quite fighting fit yet, that mouth is always talking fit. So whatever he says is going to be influential, it's going to be newsworthy.
How's he going to be involved at WrestleMania?
Exactly, the fact that he said that, you know, you can't have Philadelphia without Phil, you know, it doesn't just imply, it outright says that he's going to be walking the aisle, you know, over WrestleMania weekend at some point. He's got the two men he hates the most fighting each other for the world title, so I would, of course, have loved to see him in the game, back in action, back in the mix. But I have always said from the very beginning, since the Punk returned at Survivor Series, that I think this deal will stay the course. I think this is going to be a smoother road. I could just be blindly optimistic. Mm-hmm. So I think what I'm saying by that is there is a WrestleMania next year and a WrestleMania the year after that before this deal even comes to an end. I think there will be time for the CM Punk match. I don't know that there will ever be time again for the current version of The Rock. And oh my God, what a run it's been so far.
I would like to see that, because I feel like I'm literally the only person at What Culture that's not seen CM Punk wrestle live.
It just doesn't seem to be dropping your way, does
what
it?
What is going on? I can't go to All In, then that's not happening anymore for him, obviously.
And again, the conversation comes up every year, and it's a worthy one to have about main event spots, but this year, that doubleheader was always going to, like, ultimately, if The Rock has dropped back in, it was always going to dominate the main event conversation. This time next year, Punk may be able to slot right back into one of those top spots.
And don't forget, I was the only pro wrestling journalist to, inform you that CM Punk was going to return. And despite that, despite my ecstatic feelings towards his return, I couldn't care less if The Rock's now involved. I think he's far better than any of your favourite wrestlers.
Wow.
He's just awesome. And yeah, sorry, Bill, but I'd trade up anything to have this version of The Rock now. Speaking of which, have you seen Drew McIntyre giving Rock a bit of a run for his money on, I think he's on TikTok, but I've seen it all over social media, of him listening to Cry Me a Red River and lifted some weights and saying, see you in Chicago. How is it not Monday already?
I cannot wait.
What a weird sentence to say, but I guarantee some wrestling fans are like, yeah, weekends are nice and all that, but they're not Mondays.
And I will say this as well, Jonathan Peters?
Yes.
You know, it's Chicago on Monday, but it's Brooklyn the Monday after. Punk and Rock in the building. Put your hands together, mate. I know I will. Praying for them to interact.
4-day weekend as well for us, that one.
Indeed. There's no such thing as a weekday between now and WrestleMania. Every day is a weekend between now. WrestleMania season, baby.
G-Money, thank you for your tweet. Says, Michael Sidgwick, you, Michael Hamlet, and Adam Wilborn joked about it. Well, I was the one who pitched it, but still. What if your proposition for Jericho is for Hook to go to New Japan and AAA with Jericho as his manager and mouthpiece, where he gets more reps and learns the dark arts, plus gets a few vignettes from here and there? We talked about this yesterday on the Dynamite Review podcast, What Culture Wrestling Review podcast from, but yeah, Jericho's got a proposition for Hook. You'd assume probably just some normal tag team stuff. But we pitched on the podcast yesterday, what if Jericho's like, let me take you to Japan and show you the ropes? I really like this as an idea.
Yeah, the thing now, I suppose, as well, is due to the various relationships that have opened up between AEW and multiple organisations, is that nothing is technically off the table, is it? You are permitted to, fantasy book or fantasise ideas like this based on existing precedents. It's not sort of as pie in the sky as it might have been a few years ago. It's certainly not as wild a swing as it would be to think of, like, say, a WWE wrestler doing that. No. Even then, you know, there's a Shayna Baszler working Bloodsport, or there's a Charlie Dempsey going over to Japan as well. So little crumbs of it have occurring, but with an AEW, nothing like this is ever off the table. At this point, you know, the G1 was split into four. You could fill an entire bracket full of AEW wrestlers that have got now else to do. And it seems unlikely, but certainly not impossible. We have had a gazillion never say nevers wilder than this one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've got AEW stars in New Japan right now, of course. I think it'd be hugely beneficial for Hook, and anything that gets Chris Jericho off my television is good by me. Right there. Final question.
Jack Perry, he can go to Japan and try and break the real glass ceiling. How's that going?
Final question today. I've been looking forward to this because I saw it yesterday, and apologies that I missed it then. From Mark Hutchinson. Question for fun. What three Premier League era footballers would you like to see have a one-on-one match in WWE, and who against?
Ooh. So the players aren't against each other?
No. We're booking three singles matches for the Mania card.
Oh, okay. I'd like to see Alan Shearer take that reverse clothesline by Braun Strowman.
Wonder why that might be.
There's one. I'd like to see Kevin Nolan versus Earthquake.
Sensing a pattern here.
In a handicap match. And I'd like to see, in like the ultimate big man, little man triumph, I'd like to see like Kevin Phillips going over a Drew McIntyre or something.
Ooh.
Because that big bastard took out one of my heroes. He's not going to take out another.
Like that.
There we go. What about you?
I haven't really thought about the opponent, so maybe you can help me with that. Mm-hmm. Who's sort of synonymous for being unhinged, a bit of a street fighter?
Stuart Pearce.
Wrestling wise.
Oh, wrestling wise. Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, but not in the Fed.
Kevin Owens?
Kevin Owens versus Duncan Ferguson.
Oh, yes.
Street fight.
They will literally try and bite each other's noses off.
I'm thinking a really fun match could be Dragon Lee versus Gianfranco Zola.
Oh, all flair. All flair, that one, yeah.
And then I'm booking Thierry because, I mean, you're talking Premier League legends. Thierry Henry is right up there. He's a huge babyface, all booking against Logan Paul.
Yeah, why not, yeah.
I think I've just booked three amazing matches for the Mania card this year.
Your football Rolodex works a bit like my wrestling one. Who would you say is one of the most overrated, like, second-generation footballers ever?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Just one of the ones that just, like, never properly made it but was able to try and, like, live off the steam of their
famous father. I'd have to go Ali Deer.
Ali Deer. Like, what, has he got a famous father, has he?
Well, he's like, wasn't he... related to George Weah. They got him playing, and then he went, "You're rubbish."
Ali Deer forming a bond with Dominic Mysterio, where they're both like, "I'm gonna get you."
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? Alex Ferguson's son. He played for a bit, didn't he?
Before he became an agent. Yeah. And just started creaming off the top.
He beat Chesterfield and Johnson's Paint Trophy final.
He's been Peterborough manager 18 times. Something like that. Yeah.
Duncan Ferguson. I've just said. Darren
Ferguson, Dirty Darren and Dirty Dom.
And I want a tag team. I want Defoe and Crouch as a tag team.
Oh yeah.
Versus, I don't know, Judgment Day.
Book it. I mean,
give us some more of them in the comments. I like this. We'll try and circle back to this because it's a fun game. I'll play this again with Andy on Monday. But let us know everything that we've discussed. Let us know your thoughts on all that in the comment section. Do send your love to Maurice. Fantastic news. And while you're at it, why not check out this video? We'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.